Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bain. I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having an incredible day today. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. I want to go over with you quickly some spiritual truths. I was reading the word about Paul and really had nothing to do with what I wanted to share on today. But I know God told me to read this because, you know, I wanted to talk to you so much deeply about the mysteries of God because it's so important that you will take out the time to engage the Father. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. And engage on the other side of the veil the mysteries of God as the seven spirits of God. Also, the four living creatures, the ox, the lion, the eagle, the man, the king, the priest, the oracle, the legislator, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of the presence of the Lord, the spirit of might, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Now, these are just some things to engage, but very, very, very important. But before I get into that, if I am allowed to get into that today by Holy Spirit, I want to take you to a journey real quick of Jesus. Nothing is more important than your intimate relationship with Jesus, Yeshua the Christ. Your daily walk with him, your embracing of him. If I want to teach anything or be known about teaching anything, I want to be known about teaching the truth of Yeshua the Christ, the truth of the kingdom of God, and the truth of who you are in the kingdom of God. Because these are the liberating things. Jesus is truth. Holy Spirit reveals truth, and he brings the liberation to you. He liberates you into freedom. He liberates you into righteousness. He liberates you into holiness. He liberates you from the law of sin and death. He liberates you from fear and oppression. He liberates you from having to do the world on your own. You are not alone, no matter how you feel. This is not about feelings. Oh God, if I led to all my feelings, I'd really wonder about things. And when I do find myself being led by my feelings, I do wonder about things. That's how powerful feelings are. But they are of the natural realm, and they can be superseded. And I don't mean abused or beat down like the old religious used to teach us, because these are things that you may be feeling, thoughts and imaginations or realities of problems and circumstances and situations. But the truth of the matter is, I live, I move, I have my being in Christ Yeshua. Total health over my mind, my body, my soul, and spirit is in Christ Yeshua. I decree total health in Christ Yeshua. Come on, just receive that. Somebody needs to hear that. Receive that right now in the name of Yeshua. Total health over your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. Something I always teach people to plead the blood of Yeshua, the love, the light, the Zoe life of the blood covenant of Yeshua over your cells, the cells of your body, the cells of your mind, the cells of your soul, the cells of your spirit, the cells of your consciousness, your unconsciousness, your subconsciousness, your psyche, your thoughts, your imaginations. I know you can say, well, biology, we don't really have cells and all those. But what I'm saying, I am going in with the precious power, blood of Yeshua, the fullness of the likeness of God and the glory and the breath of God, the life of God, the deliverance of God, the health of God, the wholeness of God into every aspect of me, from the foundation of me and to the utmost of me. The same thing for yourself. And I'm judging it by the blood, which is judged to light and life and love through Christ Yeshua. That's why in all our getting, it must be Yeshua. In all our getting, it must be an intimate relationship with Jesus. Why do I pray in the Holy Spirit? Because of an intimate relationship with Jesus. Why do I read my word? Because of an intimate relationship with Jesus. Why do I crave and desire righteousness? Because it's an intimate relationship with Jesus. It's not one just working out of the flesh, though I know we live in this flesh. We have many thoughts and ideas and desires and goals and dreams in the flesh. A majority of that there's nothing wrong with. But I want to be founded and rooted in Yeshua and Jesus the Christ, my King. You know, think about him just for a moment, how he was crucified for you, but yet risen again. He bore your sin so you don't have to bear any. He bore your sickness so you can be healed. He bore your pain and grief so you can have shalom, peace. He bore your sorrow. The word said he was a man of many sorrows so you can have happiness. He bore your death so you can have eternal life, kaye olam. So it must be housed in Jesus. But why I'm housing Jesus, I must come under the understanding of who I am. Why was such a great purchase price paid for me? What value am I before the Father? You are therefore the Son and the daughter of the Most High God. Out of the loins of God, a very valuable being in his likeness that he made of himself. Just like if I had children in my likeness, I would lay down my life for my children if I had to. So if the same thing Yeshua did, same thing Yahweh did, lay down his life for his children, because we are the most valuable beings to him. Therefore, we are his creation. And in Christ Yeshua, we are a new creature, not taking away from the creation that we were when we came out of heaven. We came out of heaven as a being of God, as a DNA of God, as a substance of God, an everlasting, eternal, living being, just like God made in his image, and the fullness of him through the blood covenant of Yeshua through him. But then we were born under the law of the Adamic nature in our soul, in our body, not in our spirit, in our soul and in our body. And we've walked out with the leadership of our soul and our body and the Adamic nature and this flesh. But that has been redeemed by Yeshua. And now we are new creatures, meaning our soul and our body is now redeemed to the state of our spirit. We are a new creature in Christ Yeshua, sons of the living God, daughters of the living God. Because of Christ Yeshua, I go sit and rest in him in the mountain of the Lord. There's the angelic host. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the angelic host. Can you sense that? And if you can't, it's okay. They're there. They're always there, whether I mentioned it or not. I'm just acknowledging what I'm sensing in my spirit. I worship you, Yeshua, King of kings, Lord of lords, my God, my King. One that created me in your image to be like you. You are the first of many brethren. And then there's us, the human beings that are now transcended and transformed and transfigured into the glorious light of Yeshua. Therefore, in John chapter 17, I love the blessed hope of God that comes in John chapter 17. And this is 1 John. You know how they have the book of John, the gospel, but 1 John chapter 17 is the one that I'm talking about at this time. I love this word, what Yahweh says to us. We are believers. We are like unto him. We are created in his image, correct? We are the fullness of Yahweh. Don't you just love that? Don't you just love that? That you are created of him? That you are in his image? Think on that. You were made of him. He delights in you. He delights in you. You know that, right? The Father delights in you. Somebody needs to hear that right now. That's what you need to do. You need to hear that Yahweh delights in you. Can you say it? Yahweh delights in me. Yahweh delights in me. Come on, I want you to say that with me. Yahweh delights in me. Oh, come on. Come on, get this in your spirit. that Yahweh delights in you. Yeshua delights in you. That the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead is inside of you. And forgive me before, I kept saying 1 John because that was in my mind, but it's actually John chapter 17 is what I'm talking about. When Jesus is speaking, basically praying, basically what he's doing is declaring and decreeing over the sons and the daughters of the future, which is us. Think about this. He's declaring and decreeing over us. And he tells us in that chapter that the same love, think about that, the same love that God has for the Son, being Christ Yeshua, he has for me and you. And I love this, the same glory. Think about that. The same glory that God put on Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, has also been afforded to you. Think about that. So you can embrace that. You can engage that. Engage that word over you. Engage that holy word over you. That the same love that God has for Yeshua is the same love that he has for you. The same glory that God has for Yeshua is the same glory he has for you. Oh, come on. Get this in your spirit. Why? Because I want you to engage the four living creatures. I want you to engage the seven spirits. I want you to engage the heavenly realm. I want you to engage the 24 elders and the Sanhedrin and the holy angels of the Lord. But I want you to know who you are, because all of it is inside Yeshua, because you are inside Yeshua. Therefore, the kingdom of God is inside of you. I'm not telling you a mystery. I'm telling you a truth. It may sound mysterious, but the kingdom of God is inside of you, and you are in the kingdom of God. Think about that in that verse 22 of John chapter 17. Jesus is saying this. He says, "For the very glory you have given to me, I have given to them, so that they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy." Yeshua is decreeing that you and I experience the same unity in the body of Christ and in the heavenly realm of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Think about that love. Think about all of the love that God has for every one of you. It's like unto Christ. All the glory that he has is for everyone. The same glory that's on Christ. You are not a lesser vessel. You've been redeemed into the holy communion with God. You have been redeemed to holy communion with God. Come on, get this in your spirit. You're redeemed to the holy communion with God. You are carriers of the sacred scroll. Great is the Lord that's inside of you, and greater you that's inside the Lord. We usually never get to learn that part. Great is you that's inside the Lord. We're always taught we're lesser beings with this, because we look at our flesh, judge ourselves in the flesh. We eat from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Do bad, get bad. So therefore, do good, get good. So we therefore, we think we're right with God when we do good. We think we're bad with God when we don't do good. And we're not relying on the blood covenant and stepping into a relationship where we are complete in Christ. Therefore, his righteousness is having its perfect work in me, even during my trials and failures. His righteousness, his blood, all glory to the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, is having his perfect work in me. Therefore, I can go into the heavenly realms because of Christ Jesus. I can ascend into the heavens and I can see my Father face to face. I can know my God. I'd engage the Hebrew living letters, the Aleph Bet. I can go into the cosmos and declare His glory. I can command the heavenly host around the earth. I can declare the angelic canopy around the earth and the blood washing of the earth and call those things forth even though they're not and make them come into existence like my Father does. Hallelujah to your name, Yeshua. I live in you. And I am inside of you, and you are great inside of me and greatly manifested and greatly to be praised and glorified. I give my life to you that it may be poured out to others that they may know who they are inside of you, Yeshua, your precious holy blood covenant, your precious, precious baptism of the Holy Ghost, the seal of the promise with the wondrous gift of speaking in tongues. That is the beginning of all mysteries coming out of Holy Spirit through my spirit and my soul and my body to the earth. What a heavenly connection. You are so good to us, Father. I eat and drink of your love. I eat and drink of your glory through Holy Communion in Christ Yeshua. I eat of the bread of your word, of your life. I drink of the living water, that I drink of the living blood of your life. That I'm in you and you in me and we are one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well, once again, this is Sigma Bay. Don't forget to hit that button, subscribe, join, make us your favorite. Take this podcast, send it to someone, whether it's around the world or around the corner, as we reach the world with the gospel of Yeshua the Christ. Well, once again, I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.